Once again, we thank the great God of heaven who navigates our lives daily. Touched us this morning with his finger of love. Started each and every one of us on our way. That alone is something to shout about. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know if God have did for you what he have done for me. But there isn't a morning that come by that I don't thank him for life. We're living in some perilous times. We're living in some dangerous time. We living in some bad times, and we just living in some times that are not suitable anymore. Young kids cannot go out and play in front of their homes anymore and enjoy life. Like, is y'all with me this morning? Young kids cannot go out and just play in front of their homes anymore, And you barely can walk the streets without somebody mistaking you for somebody else. And you're caught up in all of this stuff that's going on here in the city of Chicago. But I come this morning to share a word of encouragement to all of us that are striving to make heaven our home. And the only way we can make heaven our home is we have to have a connection with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why the writer over in the book of Romans chapter 1 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God until salvation to everyone," not someone, but everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also the Greek. That's a powerful statement. That's a powerful statement. And I'm glad this morning. I'm glad this morning that I am a child of God. Because when you know that you got a maker who sits high, looks low, navigates your life, give you your breath to be able to breathe in and to breathe out, and give your legs to walk and hands to clap and eyes to see, that's something to shout about. You know, we need to understand this morning that we got something to shout about. Well, y'all look like I'm boring you, so let me move on to another point in this lesson. I don't wanna bore anybody this morning, but I want everybody to, you know, the last time I spoke, the last sermon I did was "Get With It for God." So I want everybody over here to get with it for God, because if you get with it for God, then you're gonna do what the lesson says today. You're gonna run and tell that. What am I running and telling? Well, now, you know, a lot of y'all run and tell. But Burnside, folks like to run and tell when something bad go wrong. Things ain't right. Somebody get down and somebody get out. "Well, girl, did you see him? Hey, did you see brother, what's your name today? Oh, yeah, child, have mercy on him." We run and tell everything. You get a new car, you run and tell that. You get a new significant other, you run and tell that. You get, oh Lord, we get a new friend, anything that you get, you want to run and tell. You just don't feel right unless you go tell somebody what's happening in your life. You get sick, you want to share that with somebody. When you up and running around and doing what you want to do. You want to tell let you peep out your window. You want to tell your neighbor, Sister Barnes, what's going on in somebody else's house. But I stopped by to tell you this morning. Are y'all ready this morning? Are y'all ready this morning? I stopped by to tell you this morning that it's time, Raymond, that we run and tell that we are a soul of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That we have salvation in Jesus Christ. The only way that we can be saved and sanctified is by the power of God. I'm going to need a little reading this morning. I'm an old back, you know, yonder type preacher that believe in a little reading. You know, Herman, you know, when we came up down there on 39th Street, we used to read scripture, you know. And we had some senior preachers and some preachers that, you know, they had they readers set aside. Yeah. Herman know what I'm talking about there. Yeah, Raymond, you know that too over at Far West. But we got a few points we want to make this morning, and this lesson is going to be yours. As I often say, I'm not a long-winded preacher. I'm just a preacher that try to get the word across in a reasonable time. It don't take all day. It don't take all morning to tell you what thus said the Lord. So I'm going to just try to lay it out this morning and hope that we can help somebody understand a little bit more about what they must do to be saved. This morning, we took the lesson from Romans chapter 1. And over there, we want you to get for me Romans chapter 10. We want somebody to get for me John chapter 17 and 17. We want somebody to get for me Philippians chapter 4 and 7. We want somebody to get for me one more scripture. Well, a couple of more. 1 Peter 1 and 5. We want somebody to get for me 1 Peter 5 and 10. And then we're going to land this plane this morning. We're trying to take off and go to about 30,000 feet to level off at 30,000 feet and then cruise on in for a nice safe landing. Hope somebody that have not yet accepted Christ in their life will walk out down those aisles and say, when the question is asked, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? Hopefully that response will be yes. And in that response being yes, you'll be able to go down this morning in the watery grave of baptism. See, sometimes, Raymond, sometimes, Herman, we need to let folks know what they must do to be saved in the beginning so that they can meditate on the word as we preach it through the sermon. I just stopped by this morning to tell somebody somewhere that I'm so glad this morning that I'm a child of God. And I realize in reading my Bible, there is some saving power in the word of God. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Y'all looking kind of funny. But Romans chapter 10 and verse number 13, what does it say? It says, for whose? Yeah, Romans 10 and 13. For whosoever shall do what? Look at here. Didn't I say it's some saving power? It said, whosoever shall call upon. And you know what? Don't run off and leave me, right? You know what? A lot of us call upon the name of Jesus Christ. But I stopped by to tell you this morning that it says, whosoever call upon the name of who? The Lord shall what? Shall be saved. Now, it don't mean just call upon his name gonna save you. But there's some other things that have to be done. But thank God that, you know, we can't, all the money in the world cannot save us. All the education cannot save us. Our social standing cannot save us. Our scientific achievements cannot save us. But only the power of God can save us. And that's what we must understand through the gospel of Jesus Christ. It brings forgiveness, eternal life. It also gives us a chance to repent and to get it right with God. So there's saving power. Well, preacher, what are you telling me that for? Because I want you to run and tell that. Run and tell that there's some saving power in the gospel. Not only is there saving power, but my Bible teaches me there's some sanctifying power. Y'all didn't hear that. Y'all didn't hear that. See, we need to stop letting the other denomination think that they're the only one that are sanctified. Because we are sanctified through the blood of Jesus Christ. Is that all right, Brother Jimmy? Yeah. There's some sanctifying power. Sanctifying power. What are they saying to us? That's seventh saying that we got a connection with the Lord. John 17 and 17. Wait a minute. Did your Bible say sanctify them by the truth? Your Bible said that. So that ain't Brother Thomas saying that. That's the Word of God saying that. So it not only is it saving power, but it's sanctifying power. Because it says sanctify them by what? By the truth. Lord Jesus, come on. The Word is truth. Ooh-wee. God gives His power to work, witness, and win others to Christ. To those who are completely committed to Him. Are you committed to Him this morning? Are you looking at Him in everything you do? Y'all know on one occasion, every time Jesus attempted to do something, He went out somewhere and prayed about it because He knew there was going to be some hard-headed folks that wanted to fight Him on everything He did. But He went on out and prayed about it because there's some sanctifying power. There's some sanctified power because the Word is true. Ain't it good to know that you got a Bible that teaches you how to live? Some people say basic instruction before leaving earth. It's good to know that you got an instruction manual that tell you if you live right, if you die right, if you get down right, you can get up right. Run and tell that. We run and tell everything else. Run and tell it that it's some saving power, Sister Bond. Run and tell that it's some sanctifying power. I got a couple of more of those things that I got to pull out. But we just want you to know this morning that it's time that we run and tell folks that we are a child of God. Stop hiding who we is. Let folks know on your job. On your job. I mean, we know some jobs don't allow you to indulge in religious talks, but then on lunch break, that's your time. On lunch break, you can tell folks, I had a good time at church on Sunday. Why? Because the preacher told me to run and tell that there's saving power, there's sanctifying power. Oh, in the Word of God, that Jesus came down the porticoes of glory, hung on yonder's cross, died a cruel death, but He got up a conquering Savior. I need to run and tell that. Yes, everywhere I go, I need to tell somebody somewhere about Jesus getting up out of the grave with not some power, but all power in His hand. Ain't it good to know you serve somebody that got all power in His hand? I ain't talking about none of these off and on friends like a light switch. Sometimes they on, sometimes they off. Sometimes when you need them, they not there. But I'm talking about an on-time God that's there every time you need Him. Sanctifying power. I like this one. That's satisfying power. See, there's saving power, sanctifying power, and satisfying power. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7. Hold it. How many of you want some peace? How many of you want some peace? Every one of us in here needs some peace. And the only way you're going to find that peace is in, I better let them read it. Y'all looking at me funny. Come on, brother. The peace of God, which passes not some understanding, Herman, not got a little bit of understanding, but when you connect it to God, there's some peace that passes all understanding when you have that connection. If you're tired of things happening and you're tired of your bills and you're tired of frustration, you're tired of stress, let me tell you this morning, run and tell somebody that there's some peace that passes all understanding in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Woo, come on, let's finish that. All understanding.
So keep your hearts.
Look, didn't I just say? Keep your hearts and mind. We need peace. We need peace in our life. We all are going through some stress. We all are going through some ups and downs. We living in some trying time. I stopped by to tell you, don't run and tell people that Trump is in the office. We know that. But I tell you, run and tell that we got somebody sitting higher than Trump. He's sitting up in beyond the skies looking down on us, and he's going to navigate our life through all this torment and pain that we're going through, because we need peace. And the best peace you can get is with Jesus Christ. Run and tell that. Run and tell that. Run and tell that. Run and tell that. Y'all act like something ain't right. Don't y'all want to tell somebody about Jesus this morning? Well, y'all need to be hollering, run and tell that. Run and tell that. Tell them what, John? I'm glad you asked. There's saving power. There's sanctifying power. There's satisfying power. Well, I want to run and tell that to everybody that I come in contact with. There may be somebody that don't know that there's some saving power, some satisfying power, some sanctifying power. But I stopped by this way this morning to let you know there's some power in Jesus Christ. That's why the writer said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. We shouldn't be ashamed of whom we serve. Woo. After all, he lifted us up this morning. Started each one of us on our way. Woo. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Lord. We can't say thank you enough. Can't say it enough. Nah. I'm only got two more points. See, I told you it wasn't going to take me long to get up here and tell you about Jesus. There was some saving power, sanctifying power, satisfying power. Now there's got to be some sustaining power. See, every now and then, the road get a little rocky, right? Every now and then, we need somebody to help us steady the ship. You know, the ship get to reeling and rocking. What are you saying, Brother Thomas? Every so often in our life, we have some ups, we have some down. Trouble, somebody give us a call and say, my daughter ain't acting right. My son ain't acting right. My mama ain't acting right. My daddy ain't acting right. Oh, somebody ain't acting right. The job ain't acting right. The situations ain't acting right. My car ain't acting right. All kind of things gives us some problems in life. But I come to tell you this morning, if you got 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5, that you will understand that there is some sustaining power in Jesus Christ. Who through what?
Faith.
Who through faith? Look here, through faith. That means I believe that if I stay with Jesus, I can put a shield up that can protect me from all those dots that's being fired at me, all those situations where people are trying to pull me down, all those situations where I'm just frustrated, when my job say that they can't do nothing else for me, when the doctor turns his back on me, I put the shield up and I accept faith. And that faith brings me through. It sustains me. What else, my brother? Look at here, until the coming of salvation. Sustaining power, Ray. sustain. We need the Lord to sustain us. You know, we got some folks that are trying to knock you off. Y'all remember the story of Humpty Dumpty? Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king horses, all the king men couldn't put poor Humpty back together again. But I come to tell you, when you sustaining faith is in Jesus Christ, you can be knocked off the wall, but the Lord can pick you up, put you back together, start you back on your way. Once again, you can walk with a smile, you can talk, and you can shout hallelujah because you know that your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is working in you and through you enough to raise you back up and let folks know, run and tell that I was down and out, but I got sustaining power through Jesus Christ because I got sanctifying power, saving power. Set, y'all ain't getting this. Woo, this is getting good. Woo, Lord Jesus. Woo, there's some good stuff here. Some good stuff here. Saving power. Sanctifying power. Satisfying power. Sustaining power. And finally, there's some stabilizing power. You have to, see, you can't be, as the Bible describes it, lukewarm. You can't be in and out. You got to be stabilized, Sister Barnes. You got to know who your Redeemer is. You got to know who you can go to when everybody that you thought was your friend turned their back on you. You got to know that there's somebody that can stabilize you in this life. When you look at 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10, there's a scripture that tells us what he can do for us in stabilizing us. The God of all grace, who have called us into his eternal glory. By Christ Jesus. Is that 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10? 1 Peter 5,
but the God of all grace.
But the God of all grace.
Who has called us into his eternal glory.
Okay. I'm still looking for something. Maybe, okay, you had it, my brother. I apologize. Yeah. Come on. Maybe I didn't let you read down far enough. Yeah.
The God of all grace.
Who have called us into his eternal glory
by Christ Jesus.
After that,
we
have suffered. Didn't I tell you? Wait a minute now. We're going to suffer. Let me tell you something. Jesus suffered. And if Jesus, the Son of God, had to suffer, then why not us suffering a little bit? But what I like about this, that if we suffer a little while, he's going to give us some stabilizing power. He's going to give us a chance to walk by faith and not by sight. Not one day, but every day of our life. I'm so glad this morning to know that I can run and tell that. Tell what, preacher? That there is some saving power. That there is some sanctifying power. That there is some satisfying power. That there is some sustaining power. And there definitely is some sustaining power. You see, when you have the Lord in your life, he does some things that you just can't answer. You know the Lord? When God sent his son down here, he didn't send a committee, but he sent Jesus. When God came down, he was all the way up, but he came all the way down. When he stepped down from his throne, he pulled off his robe, and then he gave the blue assurance to all the stars. He pulled off his pre-existing glory, lowered his kindly head, pulled off his mortal flesh raiment. He was born in Bethlehem. He was laid in a cattle cross. He was reared in Nazarea. He was baptized by John in the Jordan. He was misunderstood by the family. He was forsaken by the disciples. He was arrested by the soldiers. He was beaten by the mob. He was nailed to the old rugged cross. He was crucified on Calvary. He was wounded in the side. But early one Sunday morning, early one Sunday morning, he got up, Raymond, a conquering Savior. Early one Sunday morning, he got up with not some power, but all power in the palm of his hand. That's why Raymond, that's why Herman, that's why Brother Burnside, that's why Brother Hall, I want to run and tell that, because I got a Savior that got up early one Sunday morning, and I got a Savior that's got saving power. I got a Savior that got sanctifying power. I got a Savior that got satisfying power. I got a Savior that's got sustaining power. I got a Savior that will stabilize my life. I'm closing now. I didn't bore anybody this morning, did I? I ain't boring nobody this morning. I'm trying to bless somebody this morning. I want somebody to be able to go out of here this morning and run and tell that. You may not can run, but you can walk and tell it too. Some of us is at that point where we can no longer run, but we can walk, Brother Burnside. We can walk and tell them what we know about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to extend to you that if you're not a member of this great church that he died for, which is the Church of Christ, then you need to walk out, give me your hand, give God your heart, and say, I'm ready to accept Jesus, because I understand now that there's saving power, sanctifying power, satisfying power, sustaining power, and stabilizing power in Jesus. Then you can repent. Repent of your sins. He gives us, see, he stabilizes us so that he gives us a second chance. He gives us a second chance to get it right, even when we go astray, even when we drift off out there, even when we say something when we don't supposed to say it to people. He gives us a second chance by repenting, getting it right. And then he wants us to confess. Confess what? He wants you to confess that he's the Lord and King. Sits on the right hand of God. Then, after you have confessed, you can be connected through the watery grave of baptism. Go down in the watery grave, come up a new creature in Christ Jesus. And you too can then be connected in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Church. There's someone here this morning that need to run and tell that. You need to come as we prepare our hearts and minds for the invitation that is to come, as we together stand and sing the invitation song.